KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have clear skies and 27 degrees in Atlantic. We do look forward to be partly cloudy today with a high around 45. Winds southwest this morning, becoming northwesterly this afternoon at around 10 to 15 miles per hour. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with a check of the news on this Thursday. Brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. Locally, officials with Shift ATL in Atlantic said Wednesday that the Z Beta Phi chapter of the Beta Sigma Phi recently donated the proceeds from their annual holiday greens sale to the nonprofit Shift ATL. Those funds will be used to match the Community Catalyst grant the organization is currently applying for. Well, you're invited to join the Cass County Conservation staff at Atlantic's Shilbrook Recreation Area, Lake No. 4, this Saturday, January 4th. The staff will be giving 10-minute presentations regarding the trumpeter swans every half hour on that day, beginning at 11 a.m., with the last one presented at 2 p.m. There'll also be time to view the swans through spotting scopes and witness random swan feeding sessions. Hot chocolate, cookies, grilled hot dogs, and other snacks will be provided free of charge, with donations being accepted for swan care. The Shilbrook Recreation Area is located on the northwest edge of Atlantic. Lake No. 4 is on the north side of Highway 83. Atlantic is celebrating 20 winters of the trumpeter swans wintering here. The event should not be missed. Now, if the weather is bad or the swans are not at the park for some reason, the program will be held instead at the Atlantic American Legion Memorial Building from noon until 1 p.m. Saturday, with a light lunch made available. That event is sponsored by the Cass County Conservation Board, Atlantic Parks and Recreation Department, the Iowa Department of Natural Resources, and ARISE. A survey report suggests the economy is growing slowly in 9 Midwestern and Plains states as the U.S.-China trade war continues. The Mid-America Business Conditions Index, or BCI, rebounded to 50.6 in December from 48.6 in November. Creighton University economist Ernie Goss, who oversees the survey, says the trade war and the global economic slowdown will be drags on the overall Mid-America economy for the first half of this year, but he expects overall regional growth to remain soft but positive. Survey organizers say any score above 50 suggests economic growth. A score below that suggests decline. Iowa Ag Secretary Mike Negg says 2019 could best be characterized as a roller coaster ride for farmers and not the kind that you enjoy.
Certainly, trade and has impacted markets. We have seen some up and down in terms of renewable fuels policy. And I think the dominant issue for our farmers this year was absolutely the weather and the historic delays in planting and harvest and really historic flooding.
Egg said there were bright spots too, including some good yields at harvest.
Even though we had historic delays in planting and historic delays in harvest progress, for the most part, hearing some pretty good things in terms of corn yields in particular, and bean yields okay, all things considered.
He says that one of the issues that continued in 2019 was the preparation and buildup of defenses against animal diseases.
African swine fever has been active in China and parts of Asia now since August of 2018, and so very much on the minds of our pork producers. One is to, of course, keep it out of the United States, keep it out of North America, and two is really heightening biosecurity on farms so that if it would come to North America, that folks could keep it off of their operations.
And he says there is hope that the prices farmers pay for their or get for their goods, that is, will increase in the new year. Egg says commodity prices have been below the cost of production or just enough to break even since 2018.
That, of course, is just not a sustainable situation. So what we've needed to correct that is, of course, to increase demand here and around the world and also bring some certainty back to the marketplace.
And Egg hopes that the pending trade deals will help with that goal of increasing demand in 2020 and lowering the amount of uncertainty. Well, the Creston Police Department reports this morning that 45-year-old Jennifer Campbell was arrested at her residence on December 31st on charges of child endangerment, possession of a controlled substance first offense, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Campbell was released from the Union County Jail on a $3,300 bond. Also on December 31st, 55-year-old Roger Austin of Creston was arrested on charges of child endangerment, possession of a controlled substance first offense, possession of paraphernalia. He was also later released on a $3,300 bond. And early New Year's Day, 12:44 a.m., in fact, 19-year-old Isaiah Jones of Dallas Center was arrested in Creston for OWI first offense. He was released from the Union County Jail on a $1,000 bond. Taking a look at the funeral announcements, Stephen Ray Steenson, age 64, of Guthrie Center, died Saturday in Des Moines. Memorial services for Stephen Steenson will be today at 10:30 at the Emanuel Lutheran Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home of Guthrie Center has arrangements. Captain Billy Cunningham, age 80, of Eagan, Minnesota, died Sunday. A massive Christian burial for Captain Billy Cunningham will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at St. Patrick's Catholic Church in Walnut. Paulie Jones Funeral Home of Avoca has arrangements. Teresa Jans, age 54, of St. Joseph, Missouri, died December 22nd. Graveside services for Teresa Jans will be tomorrow at 11 a.m. in the Harlan Cemetery, with a celebration of life luncheon to follow at the Harlan American Legion. Paulie Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has arrangements. Nancy Eisminger, age 68, of Corning, a native of Corning, died Monday in Johnston. A visitation with the family of Nancy Eisminger will be held on Friday from 4 until 6 p.m. at the Lutheran Church of Hope in West Des Moines. A memorial service will be held Saturday at 11 a.m. at the church. Gary Anderson, age 79, of Atlantic, died December 20th. A celebration of life for Gary L. Anderson will be on Friday at 6 p.m. at the venue in Atlantic on Walnut Street. Roland Funeral Service of Atlantic has the arrangements. Charlie Sorensen, age 84, of Audubon, died December 19th. Memorial services for Charlie Sorensen will be Saturday at 10:30 at Exira Lutheran Church. Hockenberry Funeral Home of Atlantic has arrangements. Darlene Hansen, age 88, of Audubon, died December 22nd. A celebration of life memorial service for Darlene Hansen will be Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Harvest of Hope Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. Rick Anderson, age 58, of Atlantic, died December 15th. A celebration of life with the family of Rick Anderson will be held Saturday from noon until 3 p.m. at 411 Walnut Street in Atlantic, with lunch served. Roland Funeral Home is assisting the family. Dwayne E. Schmidt, age 68, of Audubon, died December 31st in Des Moines. Funeral services for Dwayne Schmidt will be Saturday at 1 o'clock at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Charles Skays, age 96, of Indianola and formerly of Messina, died December 22nd. A memorial service for Charles Skays will be 2 p.m. Saturday at the Heritage Room at the Village in Indianola. Overton Funeral Home of Indianola has arrangements. Craig McFarland, age 60, of Stewart, died December 25th. A gathering of family and friends of Craig McFarland will be Saturday from 2 until 5 p.m. at the Stewart American Legion Building. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has arrangements. John Christensen, age 75, of Mesa, Arizona, and formerly of Harlan, died December 27th. A celebration of life service for John Christensen will be held January 11th at 11 a.m. at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. LaDonna Morgan, age 87, of Greenfield, died Wednesday at the Village in Indianola. Funeral services for LaDonna Morgan are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. And Ruth Richter, age 82, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at CCMH. A massive Christian burial for Ruth Richter is pending. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.